It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Outdoor activities like hunting and fishing have long been dominated by men, but a Wisconsin-based program provides opportunities for women to get started with the help of other women. The director of the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program joins us now to talk about what the program offers, share some of its history, and how you can get involved. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a woman who loves the outdoors? How did you get started? What got you into it? Were there family members who trained you, or did you find it yourself? Have you been involved in this program yourself? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Peggy Farrell is the director of the International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program based out of the College of Natural Resources at UW-Stevens Point. She's the coordinator of workshops held in Wisconsin. Peggy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hello, happy to be here.
What are the goals of the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program?
Well, the mission is to break down barriers to participation of women in outdoor activities. So that's the simple statement. I think our goals are to create a safe, welcoming, empowering environment for women to maybe step outside their comfort zone a little to learn these new activities.
Tell us a little bit about the origin of becoming an outdoors woman.
Sure. It started in 1991 as a result of a conference that was held at UWSP to look at what are those barriers to women to participate in the outdoors. And a lot of the barriers seem to point toward a lack of educational opportunities. So if there wasn't a place for women to go and learn, then it was decided that we would build one. So the very first bow program was held at Tree Haven Field Station in 1991. And after that, other states started to hear about this cool thing that we were doing in Wisconsin and called and said, how can we do it too? Now we're in 35 states and 7 Canadian provinces.
Now let's talk about one of the, well, you do a lot of different programs. Let's talk about something you might do here in Wisconsin. When a woman signs up and participates, what kind of activities are involved?
Anything you can do in the outdoors. So in general, we try to keep balanced programming with one third hunting and shooting, one third fishing and boating, and then that other third can be bird watching, wildlife photography, hiking, canoeing, camping, kayaking. And that means that there's something for everyone because not everybody wants to sit in a kayak and not everybody wants to go out fishing. So we try to do a little bit of a lot of different things to create opportunities for everyone out there.
Now, a key part of the program, as I understand it, Peggy, is that it's women participating in classes taught by other women. Why is that such a central part of BOW?
I think having a somebody to look up to, a peer who is doing things that you might think are challenging, but you see somebody else doing them and understand that you can too with the right guidance is really important. So we do have mainly women instructors, but we have quite a few men instructors too who are just excellent because of their patience and their familiarity with the program and their understanding of our approach to teaching in an inclusive and a safe and a non-competitive atmosphere.
Peggy Farrell is with us, director of the International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program based at UW-Stevens Point, talking about their programs and efforts to get women involved in, as we heard, a wide variety of outdoor activities. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. Whether you've done it with this program or not, are you a woman who is involved in hunting, fishing, hiking, and other outdoor activities? Did it ever feel like there were barriers to you as a woman to get into different types of outdoor stuff? Have you joined in as an instructor or a participant in the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program? Join in now at 800-642-1234 with your experiences. Maybe your questions for our guest. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Peggy, men, women, anyone. I've been talking to people lately saying we're seeing fewer people getting into hunting in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the country, getting into fishing, often because they didn't grow up with that. Can you talk about some of the barriers for anyone that might keep them from giving it a try, even if they are interested?
Sure. It can be hard to find a place to go to learn if you didn't grow up learning. For example, we do some special programming for the college students here at the university, because even though we've got the College of Natural Resources, which is well respected throughout the nation, not everybody who comes here as a student has that background of hunting and fishing. And it can be a little intimidating when you're surrounded by a majority of people who might have been doing those activities since they were really little. So we offer Learn to Hunt programs for the college students, and we have both male and female participants in that as a way of removing that barrier, again, of don't have a place to go to learn. So we make the place for them to learn, and sometimes they keep going with it long enough that they come back and help us out with instructing.
And can you talk about, you know, whenever I learn anything new outdoors or otherwise, you know, I'm worried about looking dumb as I learn it, ask the stupid question, that kind of thing. How do you help establish that comfort level for somebody who might be, whatever, kayaking or fishing or you name it for the first time ever?
Yes, that's. I think that's true for all of us. I still have it. You know,
it's good to hear.
Nobody likes to look quote unquote stupid, but you know, we start out all of our classes right away by saying, you know, no stupid questions. If you've got this question in your mind, there's a good chance that one or more people in the class have the same question too, so don't be afraid to ask. Sometimes we'll put out a little anonymous question box for when we take a break from classes, so that if somebody's really afraid to ask, they can put their questions in there. And the way we help people not feel like they look stupid is by setting them up for success. So if it's in a canoe class, we make sure everybody can learn how to get in and out of that boat without tipping over, and we're right there supervising it all. So there are always little things that you can do no matter what the activity is to set people up for success so that they don't feel silly. And if something goes wrong, like they swamp a boat, you know, we figure out ways to make the best of that, too. Safety is always first and foremost, but we can also recover from little mistakes and still keep our chin up.
Now, a lot of the things you might associate with the outdoors might be warm weather through hunting season. There's snow on the ground now. Do you have winter-specific programming here in Wisconsin, or do you kind of hibernate through the winter?
No. If we're going to live in Wisconsin, we need to know how to get out there and enjoy it. So we do a winter workshop in February at Treehaven Field Station, which is actually part of the university, but it's a campus up between Tomahawk and Rhinelander. 3-day weekend, participants get to choose from cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, ice fishing, archery. We do some indoor classes because not everybody wants to be outside the whole time, like woodworking and fur sewing, and we'll do knot tying. So more than 20 classes, they get to choose 4 of those to participate in throughout the weekend. And some people wouldn't call Tomahawk up north if you're from Wisconsin, but being
depends
a little,
on where you are, yeah.
Little further up north in that beautiful 1,400-acre property in the wintertime is breathtaking. We get people from all over the United States who come to that workshop. In particular, a lot of folks from southern states just think this sounds like a wonderful, fabulous adventure to participate in and then go home with bragging rights, because they might have like driven a truck across the ice, drilled a hole in the ice, pulled the fish out of the ice. So that's one of our most popular workshops.
We're talking to Peggy Farrell, director of the International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program based here in Wisconsin. Peggy also coordinates workshops held here in the state. And we're talking about what the program offers and how to participate. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you an outdoors woman in one way or another? How did you get started? Have you been doing it since you were a kid, or is it something you tackled later on in life? Does participating in male-dominated outdoor activities, hunting, say, fishing, kayaking, ever feel intimidating? Maybe public radio listeners aren't big outdoors people. I don't think that's true, but well, you're not calling in. Tell us your story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can join in with your experiences or your questions. You can also post, by the way, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Peggy Farrell, director of the International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program, or BOW, and coordinator of workshops held here in the state. She's talking with us about BOW, which offers the opportunity for women to learn outdoor skills, in many cases from other women. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're comfortable in the outdoors, how do you encourage beginners, first timers? Have you participated in this program yourself? Love to hear from you now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to your calls now. Daryl is with us in Hubertus. Daryl, hi.
Hi. Hi. I've gone to BOW 10 times. First time I was very nervous. Walked in, I thought, what am I doing? I'm not athletic. I'm not even coordinated. And I don't do any of this hunting and fishing. And I said, when somebody asked me, how are you? I said, I'm not sure why I'm here. And one of the women said, this woman needs a hug. So that's how it started. I've never used a power tool. I made a bird feeder. I went ice fishing early with an auger, dug the hole. It was 24 degrees below zero, by the way, not wind chill that day.
Wow.
Dog sledding, sewing with fur. It's just lots of things. Archery. My husband said, why are you taking all this stuff? I said, well, because I probably not could ever do any of it. I got to see what I'm missing.
Daryl, I have so many questions. First of all, since you had clearly some nervousness on that first day there, what got you to try it out in the first place?
I saw it in a Wisconsin National Field magazine that I get. And I thought, oh, just a little article. And I read it, and I thought, oh, well, I used to like walking around the woods when I was a little kid with my dad and stuff, but they hunted, I didn't. And I thought, well, I think I'll go. And none of my friends wanted to go, so I went.
And have you, any of those activities, are there things you do all the time on your own now, Daryl?
No, I do snowshoeing.
Oh.
I've got pretty bad arthritis right now, so that's about the best one I can keep up on. I love to wear my hat and my mittens that are just fabulous that I sewed with fur. I have fooled around with making soap.
Wow.
If we were still tent camping, but we're way beyond that, I love the cooking, outdoor cooking. But at this point, we aren't camping.
Gotcha. Daryl, thank you so much. Well, Peggy, a testimonial from somebody who had those last-minute nerves about it, but kept going back.
Oh, yeah, I recognize Daryl's voice. So nice to hear from you. And thank you for saying nice things about the program. I think, captured really well what it's like for a lot of people, where you're like, oh, what am I doing? What am I getting myself into? But in a very short amount of time, people just fit right in, start making new friends, feel at ease. And I say it's a little bit of voodoo magic when you put anywhere from like 50 to 100 women from all different walks of life, you know, different backgrounds, different ages, different education levels, ethnicities, all of that. Put them together for a whole weekend, and everybody just takes care of each other. It's something you really have to go experience to get it. But it's what makes me so lucky to have this position and to be able to meet all those great women like Daryl.
Daryl, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go to Jennifer now in Eagle River. Jennifer, hi.
Hello. I attended four different BOW workshops and hope to do so again, actually in preparation for moving from the city to the Northwoods of Wisconsin.
Oh.
So I would have a little Northwoods credibility. So I'm back in the city now, but thanks to BOW, I was able to embrace living in a very cold area and snowshoeing and doing some hunting and cross-country skiing and some ice fishing. And I became a Northwoods woman thanks to Bo teaching me how to be an outdoors woman. It's such a wonderful welcoming program, and the evening camaraderie activities are really nice too, in addition to the workshops. And Peggy Farrell is just the most amazing person. So everyone should take a Bo workshop.
Jennifer, thanks so much for sharing that experience. Now, Peggy, Jennifer was kind of prepping for a move to this from the city to the Northwoods. Do you get that a lot from people saying, you know, where I've lived or in my background, I haven't had a lot of this exposure, and they're kind of doing that boot camp to get ready to get involved in that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think Jennifer is the fourth person who's told me that they came to Bo because they were making that move from the city, either Milwaukee or Chicago area, to start a new part of a new chapter of their life up north, and they wanted to get some skills to be able to fit in. So I think that's really interesting, and thank you, Jennifer, for your call.
Thanks for that call, Jennifer. Rachel is with us now in Eau Claire. Rachel, hi.
I wouldn't call myself a full survival woman. I'm still working on my skills, but I initially got into it with historical reenactment, so lots of, like, knots and getting down and dirty and things like that. And there is a lot of intimidation for me, especially with the historical context of men and women and stuff like that. But when people bring up that they think they survived the longest in a zombie apocalypse, I do get quite defensive because I am proud of the skills that I do have.
Rachel, thank you so much for sharing that. I'd probably get on pretty fast in the zombie apocalypse. I'm not fooling myself. Rachel, thanks a lot for that, though. Down and dirty kind of survival-type skills, Peggy, is that not tying Rachel mentioned? Are those some of the skills people might pick up in Bo?
Yeah, we do a survival class in the fall in October, and then one specifically for winter. And those are always jam-packed, full classes. Lots of people want to learn those skills, some because it's a novelty, like to make a snow cave and see if you can make it outside the whole night in your cave, and others because they really seriously want to learn these skills in case they need to put them to good use. So yep, we do that stuff.
Thanks for the call. We're talking to Peggy Farrell with the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program. It's international. It's based here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Started here in Wisconsin, for that matter. Amy is with us now in Iola. Amy, hello.
Hi. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you? It's so good to hear your voice. I ran in. Peggy was also, Becoming an Outdoors Woman was also a haven for me as I ventured into, surviving, going back to college as a non-traditional student. But I also, Peggy took me on as an instructor 1 year for teaching a little bit about upland game bird hunting and training bird dogs. So that was really, really fun. And I'm wondering if you still do that.
Oh, we do. Yes. And so I've got a big list of things on our website for a schedule of like over 17 different events. And Amy, you're always welcome back. So if you find you've got time and you want to run some dogs, let's do it.
Thanks for the call, Amy. Rachel joins us now in Lake Geneva. Rachel, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to make a comment that I actually work in the outdoor industry as an arborist, and we have seen plenty of females come through the company that I work for, and women make excellent tree climbers and learning knots and all sorts of different things, and the culture around it is just so supportive, and it's a great place to be immersed in the outdoors while also earning a living.
Rachel, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Peggy, I wonder if somebody like Amy with the bird dogs wanted to get involved as a teacher, or maybe somebody like Rachel as an arborist wanted to share her knowledge and skills with others. How do people get involved with Bo as instructors?
Yeah, we're always looking for new folks to come on board. So excited to hear from both of those ladies. I think the best way to get a hold of me is to call me in my office. And I can provide a number if you would like.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
715-346-4681.
And we'll also get a link to your website over at WPR.org/Central Time. Time for one more caller. Jason is with us in La Crosse. Jason, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Jason?
Yeah, up here in La Crosse, they have the Sarah Hogan Foundation where they bring in law enforcement to take youth out and go fishing. Kind of neat. They get police officers, DNR officials, firefighters. They even get the Gunderson medevac to come in, and they get to see that too. So they go out and fish, and it's a great time.
Jason, thanks a lot for sharing that resource in the La Crosse area. And that reminds me of something I wanted to ask you, Peggy. Is Bo for grown-ups, or are there programs for girls as well?
Bo is for anyone 18 and older, and sometimes we do have male participants. Not often, but we don't discriminate. I wish we had more resources so that we could offer, you know, maybe family programs or moms and daughters or programs just for daughters. I have collaborated with other organizations that have served kids, younger kids, and I enjoy that. But right now, it's not on the docket for Wisconsin. Some of the other states offer Becoming an Outdoors Family programs that are really successful. We just need to get a little more people power and a little more in the finances to make that happen here.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Peggy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Peggy Farrell, director of the International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program based out of UW-Stevens Point and coordinator of bow workshops held here in Wisconsin. She talked to us about the types of workshops and trips offered through the bow program and how to get involved. You can find more info or share your own experiences over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Again, we'll get a link to that organization and how to get involved at WPR.org/Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.